The Holiday Balancing Act. Many people look forward to being with friends and loved ones over the holidays. The visits, meals, decorations, and traditions can all be great fun. At the same time, the holiday season can put a strain on your energy, emotions, and wallet. You have certain hopes and needs. Other family members and friends have their own, too. When these demands are out of sync, it can be stressful. Yours, mine, and ours. The challenge is how to dole out you time to others while still keeping your own priorities. And if you have a partner or spouse, it can be even trickier since there may be a whole other group of family and friends to consider. How can you make everyone happy, including you? Organization, flexibility, and fairness. Balancing holiday demands takes thought. Here are some ideas to help you plan for the holidays so you can have more fun. Number one, plan ahead. Think about when, where, and who you'd like to spend time with over the holidays. If you have a partner, merge your lists to avoid conflict, or you could each decide to devote some separate time to your own special people. Whatever works is fine. Just make your plan in advance and share it with family and friends so everyone's expectations are clear. Number two, loosen up about the calendar. Some families celebrate on dates other than the actual holidays. They may meet for Thanksgiving a week early or a week late. That can make travel much easier and less expensive. Number three, create a holiday newsletter or e-card. Even with the best planning, there's a chance you won't get to visit everyone, so get creative. Try writing a year-in-review newsletter. You can send this as a group email and include pictures. You could even self-record a video on your smartphone and send it out as a holiday e-card. For relatives who aren't e-savvy, you can print and send your greetings by mail. Number four, party online. Thanks to Skype, you can actually visit with distant friends and family online or use a meetup app so several friends or relatives from different places can all talk, share a meal, or open gifts online together. Take advantage of technology to cut down on the stress and cost of travel while still enjoying the connection. Number five, and as for gifts, it can get really pricey to buy gifts for everyone. Consider setting a price limit to keep everybody's budget intact. Or try a family grab bag where each person buys and receives one gift. Also, rather than stress about the perfect gift for each person, remember that gift cards are easy to buy and send through the mail or online. Plus, they let people choose exactly what they want. These are just a few tips to get you thinking. The point is to enjoy the holidays in ways that make you feel happy, healthy, and balanced.